2 Kings chapter 9. And Elisha the prophet called one of the sons of the prophets, and said to him, Gird up your loins, and take this flask of oil in your hand, and go to Ramoth Gilead. And when you arrive there, visit Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, there. And go in, and appoint him from among his brothers, and take him to an inner room. And take the flask of oil, and pour it on his head, and say, This is what the Lord says, I have anointed you as king over Israel. Then open the door, and flee, and do not wait around. So the young man, the young prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he arrived, what he saw was the commanders of the army in session. And he said, I have a matter for you, commander. And Jehu said, For whom out of all of us? And he said, For you, commander. Then he got up and went inside, and he poured the oil on his head, and he said to him, This is what the Lord God of Israel says. I have anointed you as king over the people of the Lord, over Israel, and you will attack the house of Ahab your master, so that I am avenged of the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the Lord's servants at the hand of Jezebel. And the whole house of Ahab will perish, and I will cut off every one of Ahab's house who urinates against a wall, leaving him shut off and abandoned in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah. And dogs will eat Jezebel in a plot of land in Jezreel, and there will be no one to bury her. Then he opened the door and fled. But Jehu came out to his master's servants, and one said to him, Are you all right? Why did this madman come to you? And he said to them, You know the man and his oratory. But they said, Nonsense, kindly tell us properly. So he said such and such to me, and said, This is what the Lord says, I have anointed you as king over Israel. Then they acted quickly, and each one took his cloak, and laid it to be under him on the flight of steps. And they sounded the ram's horn, and said, Jehu has become king. And Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram had been on guard in Ramoth Gilead, he himself and all Israel, against Hazael, king of Aramea. But King Jehoram had returned to recover in Jezreel, from the blows which the Arameans dealt him when he fought against Hazael, king of Aramea. And Jehu said, As long as you are alive, do not let anyone escape from the town to go to report it in Jezreel. Then Jehu went by chariot to Jezreel, for Joram was lodging there. And Ahaziah, king of Judah, had gone down to see Joram. Now the lookout was standing on the tower in Jezreel, and he saw Jehu's large company as he came. And he said, I can see a large company. And Jehoram said, Take a rider and send him to meet them, and say, Do we have peace? So the horse rider went to meet him, and he said, This is what the king says. Do we have peace? And Jehu said, What have you got to do with peace? Get behind me. And the lookout gave a report and said, The messenger went to them, but did not come back. Then he sent a second horse rider, and he went to them and said, This is what the king says. Peace. But Jehu said, What have you got to do with peace? Get behind me. And the lookout reported it and said, He went up to them, but he did not come back. And as for their driving, the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, he is driving madly. Then Jehoram said, Harness it. So they harnessed his chariot, and Jehoram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot. And they went out to confront Jehu, and they encountered him in the grounds of Naboth the Jezreelite. And it came to pass, when Jehoram saw Jehu, that he said, Do we have peace, Jehu? And he said, What peace is there, as long as there are the harlotries of Jezebel your mother and her many sorceries? At this Jehoram changed course and fled, and he said to Ahaziah, This is treason, Ahaziah. Then Jehu took up the bow and hit Jehoram between his arms, and the arrow came out from his heart, and he collapsed in his chariot. Then Jehu said to Bidkar, his adjutant, "Pick him up and throw him down in the grounds of Naboth the Jezreelite. For remember how you and I were riding alongside each other in pursuit of Ahab his father, and how the Lord laid this burden on him, when he said, 'I most certainly saw the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons last night,' the Lord says, 'and I will requite you in these grounds,' the Lord says. So now, pick him up and throw him down on these grounds, according to the word of the Lord." When Ahaziah, king of Judah, saw it, he fled by the garden house road, and Jehu pursued him, and he said, "Strike him down too in the chariot." This was at the ascent to Gur, which is contiguous with Ibleam. Then he fled to Megiddo and died there. Then his servants brought him by chariot to Jerusalem, and they buried him in his tomb with his fathers in the city of David. And it was in the 11th year of Joram the son of Ahab that Ahaziah became king over Judah. Then Jehu went to Jezreel, and when Jezebel heard it, she applied eye shadow to her eyes and styled her head of hair and peered through the window. And when Jehu arrived at the gate, she said, "Did Zimri, who killed his master, have peace?" And he raised his face to the window and said, "Who is with me? Who?" And two or three eunuchs peered at him. Then he said, "Dispatch her." And they dispatched her, and some of her blood was spattered on the wall and on the horses, and he trampled on her. And he went in and ate and drank, and he said, "Please dispose of this cursed woman and bury her, for she is the daughter of a king." So they went away to bury her, but they found nothing of her except her skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. When they went back and told him, he said, "It is the word of the Lord, which he spoke through the intermediacy of his servant Elijah the Tishbite, when he said, 'Dogs will eat Jezebel's flesh on the plot of land in Jezreel, and Jezebel's corpse will be like dung on the surface of the field in the plot of land in Jezreel,' so that people won't be able to say, 'This is Jezebel.'"